Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen. He is with the Utah State University Extension in Emory County. And there are plenty of things that are coming up, both face-to-face, and we do have a webinar that's coming up, and other great things that are going on over at the Extension there in Emory County that you need to know about. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about how are things going over there. What kind of things do you guys offer and do over there for people?
Oh, we do a lot. My focus is more on gardening and agriculture. So if you have questions about your yard, your trees, your vegetable garden coming up, those are the things that people call me about. But also in our office, we do a lot of community things. We have Chris who talks about food preservation. She also does economics, budgeting, things like that. And then we do youth programs, so a lot of 4-H and other youth related programs.
And some of the best things that you offer, like you said, once again, are all agricultural programs. And you've got webinars coming up, and these are all starting in May. The first webinar is going to be on outdoor sprinkling. Is that what it is?
Actually, that one's going to be in person.
Oh, okay.
Sprinkling systems. We've got a couple of gardening classes that we're planning that with. They'll be outside, so I think everybody can spread out and be safe. But we will be doing those in person. We've got one on turf, so we'll be talking about how to keep your lawn looking great, even though it is going to be a dry year. And then we've got one coming up the first part of June that will be talking about sprinkling systems, so how to put one together, how to repair your sprinkling system. That one will actually be in Green River, so it's kind of a win-win for us. We get to put things together, but we're also going to be building a system for the community center there in Green River at the same time.
And the important thing, and we were just discussing about the fact that with what we're going to be going through with the water situation that we're going to have, sprinkling systems are going to be important this year.
Yeah, trying to keep everything monitored and also making sure that your sprinkling system is working well. So if you ever have any questions, we also can help you do a water audit, figuring out how efficient your sprinkling system is and just how long you might be needing to run it at a time.
And that's another thing that, I've talked to other people about that too. Do you find that when you're talking to people, they're overwatering?
Usually, almost always.
Because and that's what, watering is, it's not, well, it is kind of a science, really. And, you probably don't need to be watering as much as you should. Like we were discussing about, on average, how long do you think someone needs to water one station of a sprinkling system, let's say?
It depends on if you're doing pop-up sprinklers or the rotors, the ones that are going back and forth. The rotors take a little bit longer, and usually you run those maybe 45 minutes to an hour. Pop-ups can be 20 minutes to a half an hour, depending on how efficient they are.
So it's really all a matter of that. So we've got that coming up, and then you did have one, though, that's going to be online.
We do have an online course. This one I'm excited about. It should be up on our website in May. It is landscape design. So if you're great at gardening, but you don't know where to put things, this is the course for you. So to kind of figure out where that tree needs to go, or how to make my paths look great, or really just how to organize things so that your garden functions and your landscape looks good. So we're going to walk you through kind of step by step how to do that.
Okay. So we've talked about the lawns and all that kind of good stuff. We're also going to get to the point now with things starting to be lifted where we're going to be able to have stock shows again.
We are. So the Junior Livestock Show, we're excited about that. It's a tradition in Emory County, and a lot of Carbon County folks are participating as well. So the people that are going to be doing goats, that there will be a weigh-in on May 8th. That will be in Huntington at the rodeo grounds. That you can bring your goat there and make sure you're all registered and set to go for the stock show in July. Then we also have a showmanship clinic that will be May 22nd, that's a Saturday, and that will be in the indoor arena in Castledale, so you can come and learn. That will be all of the species that the kids show, so steers, goats, pigs, sheep. I think we will also be having someone there to show chickens. That's kind of, I think that's going to be a new addition this year, so...
So you've got that coming up. And then what are some of the other things that people may not realize that the extension offers there in some other courses and classes?
We've also got, this one's not mine, but Chris, our county director, is going to be doing a quilting class on May 12th. It is English paper piecing, but without paper, which sounded really confusing to me. But if you're a quilter, hopefully you know what that is, and you might be interested. You're welcome to give us a call and find out more about that one. We also do the Create Better Health program. So every Friday at 2 o'clock there, they do a Facebook Live event, and Barbara Jones is there cooking and talking about nutrition and how to, you know, she always has recipes. I'll actually be joining her in May, doing a little bit of gardening info at the same time. So we'll talk maybe a little bit about herbs and microgreens, things like that.
All right. Now, if anybody has questions or wants more information on any of these, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys then?
You're welcome to give us a call. 435-381-3535. You can email us, you can message us on Facebook, any of those will work.
All right. Rose Wallen with the USU Extension in Emory County. Thank you so much for taking out the time and coming over and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.